Hey everybody, what's up? It's Dangerous, and today I am answering the first round of your character Q&A questions. I had a couple people ask me to do this, and I thought it'd be a really, really fun idea. So I'm going to start with probably about 20 questions right now, going from the top down. I'm not necessarily going to do all of them in order because some are for characters that I haven't written personally. And I'm getting author input as to what the characters would say, because if I haven't done them for a while, I don't feel like I'm necessarily the best person to answer for them. But with that in mind, I'm going to start from the first question. Jay asks, Carmelina and Venus, who would win in a rap battle?
I thought these were going to be serious questions.
Oh, I'd kick her ass.
You wish.
Only Cartel Funds asks, Love Craze Yandere Kidnapper. Why wouldn't you let me leave?
Come on. You don't mean that. You don't really want to leave, do you?
Because that's not a very nice thing to say.
But you know, baby, we're soulmates.
The world out there, it doesn't know you the way I do, or care for you like I do. I just need to keep you here until you realize that, okay?
Nod your head.
Do it.
Yeah, I knew you'd understand.
Grey Cloud says, This question is for the Countess. Can you describe exactly what your pet's scent is? Does their cousin, the witch's apprentice, have the same scent?
The scent of every human is different. A combination of genetics and environment that lends each one a unique olfactory presence. My pet, their scent reminds me of lavender and chocolate, rich and sweet. And their cousin, the one working for that witch. And their scent differed. And there was spice, obviously, and a dark earthiness, complexity.
Zip Zap Zee Zeepity Zoop says, For Venus, do you know a girl named Tomi? Because if not, man, you really should. Unlimited supply of food.
I don't spend a lot of time talking to food, so no. But you can always send her my way. I'd love to give her a nice long hug.
Bad Guy X asks, So, Venus, what are you exactly?
Oh, honey, isn't it obvious? I'm superior.
Alex Willett asks, To the Countess, what happened to your first pet? You let slip more than once about how it won't be like last time, so...
Venus happened.
Well, I already said I'm sorry.
My first pet, they... I had released them from their thrall. They made their escape during the daytime hours as I slept. By the time I realized they had gone missing, by the time I found them, there was no saving them.
Fallen Phoenix asks, Ferneko, are we going to hear from you again?
Of course, Master. I'm not going anywhere. Am I? Oh, please don't make me go back out there. Inside is much more comfortable. There's food inside. Speaking of food, I'm very hungry. Will you feed me?
Christian Wennert asks to the succubus, Why are you so rude?
Oh, human, have I hurt your feelings? Allow me to apologize, then. I'm so terribly sorry that the succubus you summoned from the underworld to fulfill your sexual desires isn't kind enough for your poor, delicate little sensibilities. Don't worry. I'll keep your question in mind the next time I come to visit.
Jay asks, To the serial killer, what is the best way to get rid of a body? Asking for a friend.
Well, you've already made your first mistake. Having friends. You know what they say about loose lips? I'll get you the chair. And when it comes to my personal predilections,
Like, I'm fucking telling you. Trade secret. Why don't you Google it? Just delete your history after? That way they can't recover it? Foolproof.
Kill the Can asks, to the Andere werewolf that is really a tsundere, are you thinking about mating with that human male you keep being seen with? Because you keep giving him your puppy eyes.
That is a very rude thing to ask me. And why would you even think that I would think about putting our parts together? That is not... We do not mate with humans, that is... I do not have to answer this question.
Chicken Dipper asks, to the supervillain, why do you hate the hero, and are you scared of any other vigilantes teaming up to stop you?
Oh yes, our brave hero. The savior to be worshipped for all his noble deeds and valor. Who could ever hate such a wonderful, giving soul? Yes, three cheers for the one who saves us from our own stupidity.
If most of your city was full of filth that served of no use to society, wouldn't it make sense to call the herd?
Of course it would. But not for them. They're fighting against the natural order of things. And as for the rest of the would-be heroes, let them come. I'll take them apart piece by piece and string them up as a warning for the others.
Jacqueline asks to the succubus, why the rib? Why always the rib?
It helps to remember me by. Every time you sneeze or laugh or move the wrong way, as humans are wont to do, that shooting pain in your chest will remind you just who owns you.
Leland has several questions, so let's start from the top. To the Yandere werewolf that's really a tsundere, what color is your fur in wolf form? Oh, my fur is many colors, black and brown and white, like most of my pack. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is deer. Oh, I love deer. How it feels when your teeth rip into their tender flesh for the first time. There's nothing like it.
What's your favorite thing to do when you aren't hunting?
Oh, it is a hard thing to choose. I do love relaxing in the springs. They are so calm and soothing, and there are lots of butterflies to try and catch. And sitting up in the very tallest tree that is good for looking, that is a very good thing to do. And there are so many things.
Why don't you just admit that you love the human? Is that because they aren't a werewolf?
You are asking very many questions of me. I do not think I have to answer them all. And I do not care that they are not wolf. Not really. Not anymore. But that does not mean that others will not care. I am done talking now.
To the Yandere stalker, did you ever think about asking him out before you kidnapped him? He might have liked that, and this whole mess could have been avoided.
Like it would have been that easy. I mean, first of all, he was being brainwashed by that horrible bitch he was dating. She never would have let him go. Don't you understand? And it was so obvious that he loved me. But he was scared. She had him under her control. I couldn't just ask him out. No. I did what I had to do for both of us.
WVP Sleepy asks, to the mistress and owned, how is life going for your slave? Still angry eyes?
My slave is well cared for, if that's what you're asking, and adapting fairly well to their new life. As for their demeanor, it is a slow process to fully break in a pleasure slave. They do resist from time to time, and their spark is stubbornly persistent. It would be admirable if it wasn't so frustrating.
Psionics Night Productions asks, to the witch, in your long life, have you ever found or at least heard of any creatures that are alien and beyond human comprehension?
There are many things beyond human comprehension, beyond my own. Even with my magics and all the time I have spent in this forest, I am still astounded by some of the creatures I have come across. Thankfully, they are more frightened of me than I am of them.
Steve from work asks, Miss Hyde, are you going to let those two have their little romance?
Hey, it's not my fault. They're the ones triggering me. Whenever little Angela Jekyll gets horny as hell, it activates her inner goddess complex and poof, here I am. Now tell me how that is my problem. She wanted to improve herself and gain the confidence to pounce on her man, and I would have to say she succeeded in the utmost fashion. Wouldn't you? No man has ever had it better.
Live studio audience asks, to the owner of the pleasure slave, what sort of day-to-day controls and humiliation do you inflict on your property to maintain discipline? And is it their plan or their raw submission that gives you the most pleasure?
I find it helps to utilize humiliation on an as-needed basis. They remain nude, adorned in collar and cuffs. Their place is my property, well known among the kingdom. There is nowhere to run, nowhere to escape if they did. So there is little to be done on my part to ensure their continued captivity. If my slave is submitting to my will quickly and as requested, then I will treat them with a measure of kindness and decency. I may humiliate them, but privately, and only because I find it so very arousing. If they defy me, well, then they require correction. Thankfully, punishing a poorly behaving pleasure slave is one of my very favorite things to do. They will break, eventually.
Chris Shepherd asks, to the yandere but really tsundere werewolf, you seem to enjoy trying human activities. Would you be tempted to return to the human village with the human, even if it was only temporary? You did say you would like to meet a sister and mother, obviously after the current, slightly more urgent issues are sorted.
I do think that would be a very interesting thing. But I do worry. I have never been to the human village. I have so little experience with humans, other than my human, that I do not know how they would act when they saw me. If they would be nice and brave and kind, like my human, or if they would be angry or afraid. But it is something I would like to try very much, yes.
Ernie Hudson asks, to the succubus, how many humans do you own? Is there any escape?
Living or dead? I honestly don't remember. There have been so many over the centuries. So many men and women eager to have their needs fulfilled. At a price. And escape. There is no escape, even in death. As soon as you summoned me, you sealed your fate. You're mine for all eternity. You're welcome, by the way. It's quite a privilege.
Two Armed Blue and Red Drapes asks, to the seductive vampire, who's the most pathetic human you've met in your long unlife?
I have had the unfortunate experience of knowing a few mortals so pathetic, the thought of drinking their blood turned my stomach. The worst of the lot, however, was a man I came across during my travels through Europe. I was sitting in a tavern contemplating who to have for my evening meal when he sat beside me. He told me his name was Albert Fishman, and that I was the most beautiful woman he'd ever laid eyes upon. His breath stunk of cheap bourbon, and his teeth were yellowed from tobacco. I tried my best to reject his advances, but he persisted, and so I asked him to meet me in the alleyway so we might talk further. Once he had followed me outside,
I grabbed him by the throat and bared my fangs, hoping to scare him away long enough that I might find some suitable sustenance. But no. Instead, he relieved himself right then and there, piss splashing warm off the cobblestone and onto the hem of my dress. He begged me to release him, and offered the lives of his children instead. So I did the world a favor, and snapped his neck.
Levin Jericho Moskoyda asks, to my ex's older sister, are you really going to let your sister make up with her ex that is currently your boyfriend?
My sister and I haven't had the best relationship in the past, but if she's willing to be mature about the whole thing, then sure. I'm not saying that I trust her motives, because I don't, but I want to believe that she's become a better person. She's still family, you know?
Okay, and that's it for today, you guys. Next week, I would normally be doing part two, but I'm going to be out of town for Thanksgiving stuff. So part two will be coming up the week after that, the following Wednesday after next, though. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will talk to you again next Wednesday. Bye.